Sam struck the console as the time vortex was flooding through it. If he wasn't killed, then he must have been imbued with a stupendous amount of residual chronons. It would have revitalized his whole body, made him almost indestructible. He probably would have lived for about 200 years, not to mention literally being able to strike people down with lightning. No wonder history records him as being superhuman.
Dad must want to do a deal with him. With those powers and the power of time travel, history would be his to control.
We've got to travel back in time and stop him, or all of history will be at his mercy.
Doctor! Doctor! While you've been explaining everything, I'll just check my record collection. It's very weird indeed.
I'll say. How many copies of the Titanic soundtrack does one boy need?
I don't think that's what he meant, Emma. What is it, Rob?
Well, Doctor, there's this for starters.
The Beatles' 30th anniversary concert. Britain's longest running band celebrate 30 years together and perform some of their greatest hits, including All You Need Is Love, Strawberry Fields Forever, and Imagine. Well, that's not right.
No, Strawberry Fields is rubbish. I prefer the Candy Flip version.
No, I mean about Imagine. What happened to John Lennon's solo career?
All my Beatles solo records are gone. Even Ringo Starr's Sentimental Journey. And hey, who's Nick Band on the Run? I think I'm going to take my MP3 player with me next time I go journeying back in time. It's the only way to keep my records safe.
Of course. Brian Epstein never died, so the Beatles never became the disorganised mess they did in our timeline. All of history has changed. In this timeline, Paul McCartney is still good.
Yeah, the Beatles never split up, so there was no baggy or Britpop copying their style. The Frog Chorus, Fairy Aid, none of it ever happened.
Excuse me, Rob. Sorry to interrupt you and your pals, but there's a Dickie at the door.
It's Ricky!
Ricky, what are you doing here?
Yeah, what do you want, Squirt?
I'm sorry, Em. I've made a really big mistake.
Where's Dad?
He's gone. Forever. He left me.
He's gone back to 1716. We'll never catch him now without...
The Time Watch!
Dad left it plugged into the machine. I thought it might help.
Young man, you might have just saved the entire universe. That's usually my job, but I'll let you off just this once. Now we must get over to the mansion and follow Bonham back into the past. There's no time to lose.
But Doctor, what about Nick?
We'll stop off in 1967 on the way and pick him up.
What is it? A time machine or the bus service to Putney?
Quiet, you!
I love it here. Listen, all you can hear are the birds. I know it sounds naff, but I love the sound of birdsong. It never seems to age. It's like a little bit of the past that's still alive, like the immortal sound of a million summer memories.
I've just realised. This is where we first met.
It is as well. You seem so lost and confused. Now I know why, Mr. Time Traveller. I still can't believe that.
Well, I'm not that different to you, really. We all have our hopes and our worries, whatever time you live in. The future isn't that different, it's just got more adverts.
Nick, something's worrying you, isn't it? Ever since the doctor turned up.
Yeah. I know things, Brian. About your future.
So you know what happens to the boys, then? You know all about next year's big hits.
Yeah. Let's just say they never get forgotten. But more importantly, I know about you, your future.
Oh, I don't quite know what to say.
Don't say anything. It means I can't stay here, Brian. Knowing everything that's going to happen to you.
You make it sound like it's bad. It's not. Is it?
No, it's fine. But it wouldn't be fair to you, me knowing. We couldn't live like that. I've got to leave. Get back with the doctor again.
But you can't. You're all I've got. Nick, please don't leave me.
Don't make this any harder. You'll be fine. Just remember, you don't need something to depend on. Not me, not the pills. You're stronger than that.
No, I can't. I can't cope with this. You can't just walk out.
I can't handle this. I've got to go. I'm sorry, Brian. Goodbye.
I can't live without you.
Are you sure I can't get you a cup of tea, young Nick? Rat, I'll do a very nice brew.
I'm afraid as soon as the doctor turns up, I'm leaving. For good.
Well, don't forget, you promised young Brian you'd design the cover of his new pop record for him.
The next Beatles album? Of course, I promised him I'd give him some ideas.
Here's a blank sheet of paper. Get scribbling.
Thanks.
Nick, quick, hurry. We have to get to 1617.
I have to go. Bye, Harold.
You left a blank sheet of paper. That's no good. It would look quite eye-catching in the shops.
It's a beach! I still can't get over this travelling through time and space lark.
The Time Watch has honed in on the approximate location of the TARDIS console. It should be somewhere nearby.
The weather is rather clement in the 1700s.
Oh yes, very clement. Maybe we'll run into Brian Clement and eat some clementines.
We have to find Black Sam before Bonham does. But where is he?
Well, you've lived here, Doctor. Don't you know some of his local haunts?
We should try the mangy dog.
How's Emma supposed to know?
The mangy dog is an inn.
Oh, well, let's go then.
You go. But don't approach either Bonham or Black Sam. Just do a recce and we'll meet back here.
And what are you going to do, Doctor?
I'm going to find where I hid the TARDIS console when I first arrived here and use the Time Watch to renew it.
Why do we always split up towards the end of our adventures when it would be safer to stick together?
I'll see you back here in an hour. And enjoy the sunshine. It's the nicest day for at least 291 years.
Wow! A real pirate's tavern!
What can I get you, you scurvy land-loving old dogs?
I'll have a gin and tonic and a lemon spritzer, please.
What?
Rob, where do you think you are? A wine bar? We'll have 3 pints of grog, please, barman.
That'd be 6 pieces of 8, please.
I only have a 10 pieces of 8 note. Do you have change?
Certainly.
Ask him about Black Sam.
Excuse me old shiver me timbers. We're looking for a pirate known as Black Sam.
Black Sam, you say? Arr, there's no one here by that name, Jim Lad. And I'm not called Scarface Jake, if that ain't so.
And are you called Scarface Jake?
Arr, I'm afraid I am, laddie.
Damn.
But he must be here.
So.
You!
The time travellers across the decades to impede my plans for glory also seek Black Sam. Tell me where he is, you old grog-swilling sea dog.
I be telling ye like I told them. There's no one on this isle that's called Black Sam, you scallywag.
Impossible! He must be here!
Dad, stop this!
My dear fickle daughter Emma, once so loyal, now preferring to give her heart to this stupid, foul-smelling simpleton.
Foul-smelling? I'm aqua fresh, I'll have you know.
You can talk, mate. You look like you've spent the night in a dustbin.
I find it useful to dress for every time period I visit. You might soon wish you'd done the same. You, over there, Scurvy Jack and Pegleg Pete. Do you men suffer witches in your presence?
Witches? Here? Why be ye telling us this?
Look at their clothes! And their hair! Do they look like one of you?
They must be witches. Come here to steal our wenches and rape our behinds.
You must be joking!
Capture them, you old sea dogs. Burn them before they escape. Burn.
Well, here we are. The place I called home for all those months. It doesn't look as though anyone's been here since I left. Ah, the console. Poor old thing. It looks like it's seen better days. Wait a moment, this isn't right. The console says it's only 16:16. We've arrived too early. We've arrived before I've left. I'm here twice over.
Let us go!
You wish you'd never crossed Scurvy Beat, you witch.
I will throw you into Davy Jones' locker.
No, oh, I'm too young to die.
Wait a moment. I've managed to loosen my ropes.
Oh, well done, Nick.
I'm going to make a break for it. I'll try and untie you two as well.
No, you won't have time. They'll be on you like a shot. You must get the doctor.
But I can't leave you both here.
Just go.
Now, it is time we had our fun, ya horn-swoggling landlubbers!
No, I wish Bobo the Teddy were here!
This could be incredibly dangerous. We could bump into my past self, stop me getting back to the 1960s and prevent me from getting into this mess in the first place. The time watch, of course. It's homing in on the console. The TARDIS, it's reforming. Oh, I never thought I'd be so glad to see that battered old police box again. Now I must get back to the beach and meet the others. Here we are. No sign of anyone yet. And night has fallen. Hope they're okay. It's a dangerous sentry to find trouble in.
Doctor! There you are!
Nick! Did you find Bonham? Where are the others?
Bad news. They're trapped. Bonham left us at the mercy of a load of ruthless pirates. I only just managed to escape.
Bonham is here as well? But... wait a moment. I think I've just worked out what's going on.
What's going on is we have to rescue Emma and Rob.
I don't think there's time. The time gash is splitting open the past of the planet Earth down the middle. We have to get back to 2007 and turn off Bonham's machine, or the whole world will implode.
But what about Rob, Doctor? We can't just leave him here. This isn't just some nobody, some character from history. This is Rob. I can't believe you're just going to leave him behind.
You can't see the bigger picture, Nick. You never can. You never will. Rob's a fool.
Doctor, if you do this, then I won't be with you. I couldn't travel with someone who thinks so little of his friends' lives. We don't matter to you. We're just the companions. No, I've seen the truth now, Doctor, and I'm sorry. This is the end of our friendship.
Not so fast, Doctor.
Bonham! Let me at him, Doctor. I'll rip his nuts off for what he did to Rob and Emma.
Nick, wait. It's not the way.
Oh, crumbs, how are we going to get out of this one?
Treasure Island was never like this.
Let's be seeing them keel haul on hot coals.
Hot coals? Rob, why do I get the feeling this doesn't involve toasting marshmallows?
Now, keep hauling the fire, bilge rats.
Make the girl go first. Untie them and prepare them for the coals.
Rob!
Wait, I've just remembered something. I've still got my MP3 player in my pocket.
Great, I'm really in the mood for My Heart Will Go On.
Of course, you've got it, Celine Dion. That's the answer. I can just turn the volume up enough.
Rob, what are you doing?
What be that sound on the air? Just like a thousand banshees wailing.
It is getting louder. The wrath of LeChuck the Pirate come to feed our tailbones to his angry parrot.
Run, me wretched dogs. Run before the banshee claims your souls.
It's working. They're scared of it.
Ah, the power of Celine.
Tell me where I can find Black Sam, or I'll slash your throat from ear to ear.
You're even beginning to sound like a pirate, Bonham. Or should I call you Samuel?
Samuel? What's going on, Doctor?
I said I worked it out, Nick.
What is this?
You won't find Black Sam here, Bonham, because the Time Watch malfunctioned and brought us back too early.
This is a trick. How can this be?
Not quite twigged yet, has it, Sam? And you don't gain the nickname Black Sam until you've been marooned here a while.
You mean Bonham is Black Sam?
He creates his own future.
No! No, it can't be! If I can't have the power of Black Sam, then I shall kill you both here and now.
But you do have that power.
Too bad the history books seem to point to the fact that you don't actually get to control the universe with it. You'll stay here in the 17th century. Forever.
You'll exact a reign of terror on this time, but the most you'll ever achieve is to become a notorious and powerful pirate that history will always remember. Well, I say history. A few dusty books somewhere. Footnote, nothing more.
A footnote? No! History can be changed. I shall change it now, with your deaths.
Or not, as the case may be.
Rob, Emma, you escaped.
Thanks to Celine Dion.
Celine Dion? No, I don't want to know.
Poor Dad, I hope we didn't hurt him, despite all this trouble he's caused.
I've a feeling he'll recover, and he'll be very angry when he wakes. Angry enough to go looking for the other me that's here somewhere.
We should leave. We've still got the time gas to shut down back in Dad's lab.
2007, anyone? Fancy a trip in my TARDIS, Emma?
The TARDIS! It's back!
As good as new! Or as good as it ever was, anyway.
Well, that probably means a trip to Mars, then.
Home! We're actually home!
Oh, I never thought I'd say this, but I feel so glad to be back in the boring old 21st century again.
There's something we very definitely need to do before we get too pleased with ourselves. I've closed down the time gash. We don't want Bonham finding his way back to the present day.
And what about history, Doctor? What about the timelines?
We may have to make a few trips in the TARDIS to correct some of the things Bonham did. I've always meant to take Scylla for a spin in the TARDIS. Maybe she'd fancy a quick holiday to Florana instead of playing that bag of nails gig.
And I think I've just worked out who pushed Brian Jones into that swimming pool.
It's for the good of the web of time, Rob.
And Brian, Doctor?
I've just got a feeling that will have sorted itself out already. Try the radio, Nick.
Britpop exists again! All the old bands are back! Oasis, Travis, and Menswear.
And lots of Blur, I see.
I think we played our part in history this time. Brian found his true fate. He never got over losing Nick.
The love of his life.
We cannot choose the ones with whom we think that we belong. Just when you're not looking, someone comes along.
Is that from Keats?
Kirsty MacColl means we can't choose who we fall for.
I'm going into the TARDIS to be by myself.
You mean it wasn't Nick's fault, don't you, Doctor?
Yes. And while we're clearing things up, you're a big Beatles fan. You knew what would happen to Brian, didn't you, Rob? But you didn't tell him.
Nick could never live with himself knowing how Brian ends up. No one deserves that kind of guilt hanging over them, least of all Nick. I do care about him, you know, Doctor, even if I am a klutz some of the time.
Anyway, I'd just like to say I'm sorry too. I've been far too hard on you, and not always as understanding as I should be.
Oh, that's all right, Doctor.
And now I suppose you have a bit of a decision to make.
I do?
Yes. Whether or not to come with me in the TARDIS for adventures in space and time. A meeting with the Grand Wizard of Dracton, who has just told me by space-time telegraph that he's locked himself out of his magic shop again. Quick 3 years on the finest pleasure beaches of the Shax Empire in the star system Graham. And then I thought we could catch a few dates on the Arctic Monkeys reunion tour of 2037. Or
we could go to dinner. Do you fancy taking me out, Rob?
Me? Not on your bleeding Nelly!
What?
Oh, miss out on all that stuff just to take you out to dinner? Sorry, Emma, I'm washing my hair for the next 20 years.
Rob, he's gone inside the TARDIS. I can't believe he knocked me back.
Well, perhaps you should grab your chances when they present themselves, young lady. Goodbye.
Hang on, Doctor. Wait.
Where's Rob and the others?
Oh, millions of light years away, probably. Some things you don't get a second chance at, Ricky.
What do you mean?
Nothing much. A missed opportunity, that's all. Happy travels, Rob.
Get all tangled up. I fear I will be rather grumpy today. Never mind. A hearty meal should sort things out. The morning's become a must, and it's kippers for breakfast. Ho 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 ho. Now, Let's have a look at the newspaper, shall we? Oh, bless my sleigh, this is quite intolerable. I mean, have you seen this? The War of the Golden Union has spread from the Gallifredo system right out past Earth to the Concord Nebulae. It's a disaster. It's hard enough getting hold of a newspaper with all the blockades and fighting. Never mind visitors. Can you remember the last time we had a child visit us? I'm beginning to forget what a child's laugh sounds like. Oh, it's all that blasted peace minister's fault, if you ask me. That Castero peace minister, indeed. All that nonsense about subversives. Oh look, it says here that due to increasing military action, all transports must carry black light sub-ether identification tags. Our delivery agents can't afford those. I want tinsel, are we going to get the toys delivered? Oh, I can't believe it's come to this. I'm going to tell Rudolph to box up all the toys into the depot. It looks as though Christmas is going to be cancelled. Permanently!
Will you keep your beard on? If you do, then by some miracle, we might just be able to save Christmas this year!
We wish you a Merry Christmas! We wish you a Merry Christmas!